It's a Thursday afternoon in Lexington. Brett Ratliff is sitting on his porch playing his banjo with his dog Blue at his side. Ratliff is being photographed by Transylvania University professors and artists Kremena Todorova and Kurt Godey for the artwork they're calling Lexington in the Time of COVID-19. In mid-March, after the public schools, private schools, and universities in Lexington closed amid the coronavirus pandemic, Todorova says the artists found their lives changing dramatically.
We were being asked to practice social distancing. Stores were also closing. And it seemed like we were losing human connection more and more. And we also noticed that people were looking at social media for some kind of community and some kind of connection.
The artist explained on Facebook how they wanted to photograph people from a variety of neighborhoods in front of their homes, apartment buildings, houses, and on their porches while practicing social distancing. Hundreds of people reached out to the pair asking to be included.
So there was a woman who invited us to photograph her two children, but at the same time, I guess nominated her 94-year-old neighbor who wouldn't have known about our project or been able to connect with us, but felt it was really important to document that she was sheltering at home as well.
Since they work as a team and in close contact daily, they're not social distancing from each other, but they are definitely keeping their distance at each home. Arriving at the home of Felice Salmon, who's the mom of a 5-month-old, 4-year-old, and 7-year-old, there's a lot of activity on the porch. Her children are telling jokes while having tea and snacks. Salmon says this tea party is now a daily ritual that's become a source of stability, a new way of making sense in this disorienting time. She welcomes a photo that includes a family friend who's living with them. Her husband, Thad, a primary care physician, is working at a clinic and is absent from the photo.
Okay, everybody can smile. Great.
Salmon says this time is going to become a monumental part of her children's memories of what their childhood was like. She's grateful to be part of the artwork.
Sometimes I just feel like I am giving this huge effort to creating a safe space and creating stability for our family and also for our neighbors and our community and for Kentucky, but it just feels like a very isolating experience. So to be a part of a documentary where someone is making those invisible contributions visible is very powerful, and it gives you a sense of how we are all tied in this historically disorienting situation.
Todorova and Godey take up to 3 photographs a day. At the bottom of each, they post the time, temperature, first names of people in the image, and their address. When someone's interested in being part of the documentary, Todorova or Godey call them and set up a day and time. When they arrive at the home, they usually text to say they've arrived.
Hello.
Hi.
Well,
hello, sir. How's it going?
Good.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm good.
Mick Jeffries, his wife Lucy Points, and their 8-year-old daughter Libby Lee sit close together on a couch for the photo. Mick is playing John Denver's Sunshine on My Shoulders on his ukulele. Points and Jeffries tell how being part of this documentary makes them feel connected to others.
A part of art in the making in such a crazy time, that sort of anchors me a little bit, and it makes me feel a little bit better about today. Just today.
As all-consuming as this all is, there will come a day when this is no longer happening. And on some peculiar level, I'm happy to be a part of something that will harken back to it, as strange as that might sound.
Kremena Todorova and Kurt Godey say since they think of this project as a documentary, they're very deliberate about posting only 2 pictures a day. Along with the images, they post the words of the participants. One day, after the pandemic is a thing of the past, they plan to curate a gallery-style exhibition of all the photographs. In Lexington, I'm Sherry Lawson.